Matthew chapter 17, beginning at verse 14. When they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt in front of him. "Lord," he said, "have mercy on my son because he has seizures and is suffering terribly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they were not able to cure him." Jesus answered, "O unbelieving and perverse generation, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring him here to me." Jesus rebuked the demon, and it went out of the boy, and he was cured from that hour. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why were we unable to drive it out?" He said to them, "Because of your little faith. Amen, I tell you, if you have faith like a mustard seed, you will tell this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. But this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." While they were gathering together in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of men. They will kill him, but on the third day he will be raised." And they were greatly distressed. When they came to Capernaum, those who collected the temple tax came to Peter and said, "Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?" He said, "Yes." When he came into the house, Jesus spoke first, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth collect tolls or a tax? From their own sons or from others?" Peter said to him, "From others." Jesus said to him, "Then the sons are exempt. But so that we do not offend them, go to the sea, cast a hook, and take the first fish that you pull up. When you open its mouth, you will find a silver coin. Take that coin and give it to them for me and for you." You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.